This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And wow, what a day, huh? I wish I had that song. What a difference a day makes. Because it's a big difference. Come on, give it some thought. And I know some of you already, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. I know I keep forgetting to do this because I get so excited. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there on the website. You can even get involved with smarter people than I. Yes, a haircut. Thank you very much. Thank you for noticing. Give that lady a lollipop. Anyhow, all of them, actually. I am Joe, the senior host, and I really do, I don't know how you can tell, though. I really do appreciate the time that you've spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And, man, what a difference a day makes, right? And already, the thing I love is already we're hearing about the, it's just conservatives, right-wing conservatives again, trying to get back at the Hillary, at the Killery. But it's so not true. And you know, I love that. I told people I have a close friend at the FBI, and he's been telling me for weeks, not that I have an inside word, don't get me wrong, it's not what I mean by this, but he's been telling me for weeks that this is going to start to blow up. These guys are miserable. That morale at work is like as Archie Bunker said, in the dumpa. All right? Marie from Alaska, thanks for being with us again. That's really cool. But when you've got these guys that are, no, these guys went out of their way to become FBI agents. These aren't, forgive me, I'm not putting down police officers. I've got police officers in my family. But when these guys work to becoming FBI agents, it's a whole different realm. It's a whole different mindset. Dwayne from Indiana. Wow. Robin is back from Washington. I mean, like, you're back from Washington, or you were Washington? I don't know. I'm easily confused. And Dave from North Oregon, thanks for joining me, too. Always, always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. And Karen from Arkansas. Is that Arkansas? Yeah, that's Arkansas. Do I say it like they say it? my wife's going to make fun of me. What? Yeah. Boy, I feel like $1 million. My producer said, what? I'm not listening to you. Oh.
Trey Gowdy's on TV.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That's right. She's watching Trey Gowdy. I don't count anymore. So when you you see, you totally threw me off.
You were talking about Arkansas.
Yeah, no, I was welcoming somebody from Arkansas in. Stay up with the program here, okay? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do appreciate. Yeah, I mean, when you've got morale down at that level, I don't care who you are. I don't care how strong you think you are. I don't care how smart you are or think you are. It's very, very, very hard to get people to want to do work for you. Now, my understanding is that at some point in time, some of the men and women of the FBI said, you know, you're not doing this to us. right? At some point in time, we're going to come clean. We're going to come out. We're going to say something about this. We're going to say, and it's not that, listen, it's not that they were going to save their skins. I do not believe that the FBI agents went to Comey and said, hey, you know what? You're making us look like fools. We're going to save our own skins. No, that's not it. I believe, yeah, and one of those freaktoids, I believe that there are men and women of integrity left in this country and some of the institutions of this country. And in the FBI, I am sure there were men and women there that said, you're not going to do this to us. We're not going to allow this to happen. We will turn you in. We will, as we say in Boston, we will rat on you. It's really that simple. We can't. This is not right. And we're not going to let you get away with this. And it wasn't because it was Hillary. Right? It's not just because it's Hillary. It's not just because it's Democrats. It's not Republicans wanting. Listen, I wouldn't care who this was. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I wouldn't care who this was. I want the truth. Don't play me for a fool. Give me the information. Let me decide how I want to vote. If I want to vote, right, for the conniving, killing, lying candidate known as Hillary Clinton, at least let me have the information. Give me what I need. The question I had asked earlier that I put out there, I'd love to know from you guys in the on the Facebook feed in the chat room, or you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I want to know, okay, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Some of you guys who know me, you know I'm not a conspiracy theorist, right? Is this a distraction? We got 11 days left. I'm listening to these people talk today about, you know, the reality behind what they really have, what they don't really have. Right? What does it mean? Is this a distraction? Is this to get our eyes and our mind and our thoughts off of WikiLeaks? Or if you're Sheila Jackson Lee, I'm sure she's still watching Wikipedia. That poor woman. She's not from this planet, you know what I'm saying? See, they dropped her off on the way by, if you get my drift. She is really a piece of work. But anyway, it really, is this a distraction? Is this to get our minds off of WikiLeaks? Is this to get our minds off of not looking at the reality of what's going on around us? I'm just asking. So any way you have it, this is a bad situation. This is Comey covering his butt or a distraction to the rest of us. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on the Genesis Communication Networks. One of our favorite friends will join us. Xander Gibb, after the break, will take his take on what's going on. Please don't go far. Commercials pay the bills. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, people, be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. If you're on Facebook, you know, you've got what is that thing called? Facebook Live, right? There's a chat room going on in that chat room. I know I'm old. Get over yourselves, okay? It's a feed. Thank you. Somebody needs to write that on a wall. Facebook feed. So I know what that. I will. Okay. Well, you're on my blind side. It's kind of tough to do. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him in so I'll stop getting confused. Maybe he can help straighten me out. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week here on The Real Side. Xander has his own show called, come on, Xander, what's it called?
It's called HillaryForPrison.com. No, it's called X-Rad.
Yeah.
Weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Join us. And we're also on that Facebook Live thingy feed, too.
Yeah, see, I tell you, I don't always... anyway, it's just the old in me. But here's the deal. So the question I've been asking everybody tonight, and I'll throw it at you, is this. The FBI probe, all of a sudden they come up with something, and I don't even know everything they've come up with or why they've reopened the probe specifically. Is this a good thing, or is it just a distraction to keep us away from the WikiLeaks things that are going on?
Oh, it's definitely a good thing, but you know why they've reopened the probe? Because in the investigation into Anthony Weiner, I can't say the name without laughing.
I know, but can.
Who is the husband of Uma Abedin, or whatever her name is, they've actually confiscated all his electronic devices. I'm talking about his laptop and his phone and all of these things. And there are emails on there between the private Clinton server and Hillary Clinton. And so there's fresh stuff come out because of that, but I think that in conjunction with the WikiLeaks stuff means that they can no longer say, no, she's fine, nothing's happened. Because clearly, you know, if you're giving $500,000 to one of the investigators' wives, running fund...
No, those are FBI people. Come on now. They're people of integrity. All those people are people of integrity, aren't they? That kind of money wouldn't sway them, would it?
No. Of course it would.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm getting mixed feelings there in the Facebook feed about whether this is a distraction or a real thing or what have you. One person even said, "I didn't know this." So see, I love having smart people in the Facebook feed. The stock market dropped today as soon as the announcement was made. The establishment is really crapping their pants. They had to clean it up so we could stay on. And the FBI is trying to save face. You know what? I don't know if you really think the FBI is trying to save face. I mean, I think that Comey, I said it when I did an opening here, I do have somebody that is close, that works for the FBI, that's close to me, and he's been saying morale has been in the dumper since the,
right.
You know, forever.
As one would expect.
Right. I mean, most of these guys are people of integrity. They didn't get in the FBI to be thieves and crooks and thugs. So I'm thinking that there was so much push. There was so much pushback on Comey saying, look, what you did to us was wrong. This is not fair. This is not right. Hey, Donna from North Carolina, welcome to the show. Appreciate your time with me. And you know, you're looking at this, and you got to say to yourself, maybe that's what happened. They may have gone to him and said, look, you do something or we will. And as many of us and only one of you. What do you think?
I think that there's an element of that, but I also think that there's a deeper aspect of this because it's becoming more abundantly clear that Baz, a.k.a. Barack Obama, commander-in-chief, Islamificator-in-chief, has corresponded with the Hill on this private server. And these emails are going to come to the fore. And I think he's going to cover his own little yellow back. That's not a racial commentary. That means that he's weak and whatever else, basically.
Well, you know what? What's that? Yeah, cowardly too. You know,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny how I don't know if you remember when John Kerry was running. It's stuck in my head all this time. When John Kerry was running for president, he got caught on a hot mic talking about how crooked George W. Bush was, and what a bunch of crooks these Republicans and this administration were, or these people were. And I was thinking to myself recently, you know what? If they were calling George W. Bush a crook and he was doing many things wrong as well. Imagine how far he was willing to go before he was going to call himself a crook. You know, you've got the president caught lying about the email server, right? They're corresponding with him back and forth. You've got Hillary's team talking about how they're going to keep POTUS out of this. I mean, we can go down a whole list of things that they lied about, and still, I'm going to coin a term of hers. You can tell I'm going crazy here, right? Why isn't she down by 50 points?
Wow.
Think about it.
Joe, and if you are in the media, they will print and say exactly what you want them to say. I mean, if your husband can threaten Loretta Lynch, let's face it.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing that can't be done. I mean, this whole administration is crooked. Let's face it. Donald Trump labeled Hillary Clinton crooked Hillary from the word go, and people were like, "Oh, come on, Donnie, that's a little bit unfair." But we just didn't know how deep this went. I mean, this woman cannot lie straight in bed. Everything about her is dishonest. All the deals she's in. I mean, let's not forget, her very first job, she was fired for lying and unethical behavior. What a way to start a political career.
Or a legal career. I mean, think about it. She's an attorney. She's on one of the biggest cases in the country. And the only way she thinks she can win it is to lie. And that's part of my problem with the party. Look, locally here where I'm at, they are lining up every Republican candidate with Trump. They are doing comparisons. Not what these people did or didn't do, what they've done on their own, or done or not done on their own, but they're lining them up as sympathizers with Trump. It's the only way they seem to be able to win. And then when they're caught lying about certain things, what do? They release another mailer, the challenger lines up with Trump. This is all they have. And using the words from their own savior, Mr. Obama, when you got nothing good to say about yourself, right, you do the nasties on your challenger.
Of course. And let's not forget, I don't enjoy being right, but I said from the beginning, and it's on record, I said it on the TV show, I said that I felt from the beginning that the Dems didn't really want Hillary, and that what they would do is they would do a switcheroo and put Joe Biden in at the last minute. And I think they're going to do that.
Really?
Because they think that they'll get the sympathetic, because Joe Biden...
I don't think they can't pull it off, though.
The chief of the Democratic Party has got this nicey-nicey attitude against Nasty Donald, who says bad things,
I don't think they can do that. I don't think their platform will allow them to switch somebody out. If they're voting for her, she's in the race, they can't change her name, there's been millions and millions of ballots cast. If she's taken away in handcuffs the day after the election, you know who moves up into place? Crazy Kane. We're going for a break. We'll be back in a minute. You're going to have to walk around the building. You're going to have to cool off. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put
okay,
the makeup on.
You're going back in. Hold on. We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pay attention, because one of these times I got a giveaway, and I do it just before the break, and you're going to have to pay attention. And you may even have to go back, and you may have to pick up the podcast, whatever works out for you. Anyhow, I've got Xander Gibb with me. He joins me every week, every Friday. We close up the week with him. And he helps me button it up, if you would. And we talk about the issues of the day and what have you. Xander has his own show. Xander, where can they catch your show as well?
The easiest place to find me is on Facebook, weeknight, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Thank you, Mr. Messina.
God. So, you know, on your show this week, what was the topic of the week? What's the thing that came up the most in your conversations?
Hillary. Really?
Why would you want to talk about her?
Because I think it's important for the voters to know what they're dealing with. We need to constantly remind people of what she's done before, because she's very good 24/7 putting out there about how bad Donald Trump is. And let's face it, Donald Trump is not perfect, but Hillary is far from perfect.
Yeah, you told me earlier you're getting the same stuff I am, where people are saying, well, you know, if you're going to vote for him, you have to defend him. I go, man, actually, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have to defend him at all. I mean, you're voting for a murderous, killing, you know, self-centered, self-absorbed, you know, self-proclaimed queen of the country. And you're just telling me how great she is, but you can't tell me anything she's done. You just keep telling me how great she is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's funny, when we were talking in the break, and I was, you know, I'm not so up on, like, the legal aspect of running for office, but apparently we kind of came to a consensus that even if she's indicted, she could still run, she could then win, and then she could pardon herself. God bless America.
So definitely a whole new meaning to the land of opportunity. What do you think? Right?
I think it's concerning.
You know, I'm actually today I was thinking about having a guy by the name of, I think his name is John Eastman, and he's a constitutional attorney I may try to get him on the show next week to talk about this, because I want to know what could possibly happen. I mean, if they find her guilty shortly after she gets elected, what does that mean? Or if she gets elected. If she doesn't get elected, I'm telling you, they're going to have planes. If they see that there's a chance of them losing, you're going to see a row of 727s in New York filled with her crap, ready to take off for another country that she could seek asylum in. What do you think?
Yeah, I have genuine worries about even the day after, if she's elected, the things that she will do immediately. And, yep. And I can guarantee you within a year, we'll have no guns. The First Amendment will be gone, because then that means you can't talk about who bills rates and who she, how many times she's covered it up, allegedly. I always said that because I just, you know, well, what can they do? Sue me? I mean, you know, half of nothing is nothing. But as well as that, you know, the Supreme Court would become a liberal flop house, within days. You know, she would probably replace, our esteemed guy who died, whose name escapes me.
Scalia, a good Italian boy. You couldn't remember that?
Scalia with Barack Obama. I think that might be his payoff for the support, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this stuff, again, when you look at what's going on, I really feel like we have got to that point that Mr. Obama wanted us at. We have become, you know, a fourth world communist nation. For all intents and purposes, when you think about what Obama has done, when you think about the way this administration has handled the affairs of this country, there's no voice of the people anymore. This is whatever Mr. Obama has decided to do, whatever his cronies have decided to do, is what gets done with absolutely no consideration for the average American. I'm American, maybe non-American, yes, but the average American, no, right?
It's become very close to a dictatorship in the last 8 years, let's face it. And, you know, he sold himself as the man of the people, and how pro-American he was. When you know, in fact, we were talking about this on my show tonight. All of the things that he's done, you know, giving money to Iran, et cetera, these things are not pro-American. These things are anti-American. And I used to poo-poo when people said at the beginning of his tenure, that, you know, he was a Muslim and what he was trying to do was to destroy the country. Well, I judge people on their actions, and I cannot defend him anymore on these things.
Well, not even a little bit. I mean, even guys like me used to call him just incapable. You know, that was my big thing. Was, look, the guy's just an idiot. He's incapable. He was a community organizer. So, I mean, how much could he possibly know, right? And then when you start to see things come together, when you start to see what he's doing, and frankly, the reason I think he got so arrogant in his second term here, who's going to stop him? Who's going to get in his way?
Well, certainly not the will of the American people, because that's the last thing in his list of considerations. I mean, I hear a lot of conspiracy theories, and people would even think that he's actually going to cancel the election and start the proceedings for martial law to be set in place, and he's going to be, you know, King Baz of America, basically.
Well, I think she's going to. I think to a degree that'll be her. If she gets in, I think what people don't realize is because of what Obama has gotten away with, what Obama has allowed to happen, or what we've allowed to let Mr. Obama do, he's gotten away with murder. I mean, in every way, shape, manner, form, he's gotten away with murder. And I think that when she gets in there, she's going to have the attitude, and she should, who's going to stop me? Right?
I think it's too late when they've been elected, because basically what you're doing is you're giving them license for 4 years to do what the heck they please. And let's face it, that's what Obama did. You know, even just this week, you know, this wonderful thing that's known as Obamacare is going to be going up between 25 and 110%, dependent on where you live. I mean, how can the Affordable Care Act be so unaffordable? And how wonderful is it that it comes with a compulsory purchase order? And if you don't buy it because you can't afford it, well, hey, well, the double whammy of that is we're going to fine you for not having it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not America anymore. I'm sorry, but it isn't.
Yeah, I've got no money to buy insurance, but I do have money to pay the fine for the insurance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's just crazy. It's going somewhere to happen. But anyway, but you know, again, I do think this is part distraction. I know some of my friends in the chat room don't agree with me or the feed don't agree with me, but I do think this is a bit of a distraction. I want to keep the WikiLeaks heat up. I don't want things totally shifting over. Now, what I will say is I've seen more and more coverage on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. When you've got them starting to cover this, you know it's a story because they don't want to go anywhere near it. Because most of them have kids.
Yeah, and I think they don't usually want to kind of, you know, open a can of worms again unless they really, they really kind of have something juicy, some new evidence. And somebody was actually saying in the feed earlier, I'm not sure who it was. I think maybe it was Jason. But it was saying, you know, it's not about the FBI being bad because, you know, most of the FBI are good. But when you've got a bad apple at the top, you know, that's where the rock goes downward, basically.
Somebody says in the feed, don't you think she'll be brought down? WikiLeaks is going to release the most powerful leaks yet. Well, you know what? He's been saying that Kane was in his sights and that Kane was next and that they were going to release a bunch of stuff on Kane. I haven't seen it yet, though. I haven't seen anything, you know, to really take a swipe at him. But I got to tell you, I'm going to say it again. I've been harping this all week long, which is this. Kane came out and basically told the Catholics that they were backwards. They were behind, you know, he's a devout Catholic. He goes to church twice a year. But that they were behind, you know, they were behind the times, and their scripture and their dogma needed to come into the new century or else. You ready for this? That they would pass laws to force them into the new century. You know, when you get to that point where the government is threatening to change the law around your religious beliefs, you need to run, and you need to run fast, right?
Well, I think the biggest thing that Tim Kaine is hiding is obviously that he was the inspiration for the character of Bilbo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings series. But seriously, when this guy can say, you're supposed to laugh there, Joe, but this guy can say things like abortion is a reproductive choice and a contraceptive choice, I'm scratching my head because this guy is saying stupid things like this before he's even elected. I mean, what next? You know, high street abortions at Walmart. You know, come and we'll do it in an hour. No kidding,
right? No, I'm with you. We're gonna go to a break. When we come back. I want to hit on something with you as well that I didn't get to the other night, but we're gonna get to it tonight. It's voter fraud. I don't know if you heard about the non-American, they refused to write illegal, the non-American who was arrested for illegally voting. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. Or if lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Should I bring him back?
Yeah, I suppose so, sure.
Xander Gibbs joins me as he does every week on the show, and we have a good time together. We kind of wrap up the week together and deal with the issues of the week. You know, the hot one this week is how, again, Hillary Clinton continues to screw the American populace, the American public. You know, they're just seeing on Facebook because of the delay, this gun being pointed at me. And somebody shooting at me from the producer shoots me during the breaks. I think she does that to try to keep me awake or shut me up, one of the two. Anyway, hey.
I heard you're sleeping with the producer. Is that true?
It could be true. I don't know. You know, are we live? Because I don't want to talk about it unless we're off the air.
Okay, yeah. We're going back in.
Because my wife is in the room and I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Xander joins me. Xander, tell people where they can find your show as well.
XanderGibbs.com, and you can find me on Facebook Live. weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern.
Well, you know, and as always, I do so much appreciate when Xander is on the air with me. Now, look, Xander, I told you before we went to break, but then you told me something during the break I just can't walk away from. I am going to out you. So for the longest time, you were a devout Democrat, if you would, and then you kind of had a come to Gina moment, and right? Hey, come on, can you say it anymore? Dr. Gina Loudon is a mutual friend of ours, and matter of fact, we both met with Xander the same way, pretty much. And but Xander, you had a come to Gina moment in a short way. Tell people what happened to you, and now today, you're actually happy to call yourself a Republican, where a lot of longtime Republicans are hiding under the desk.
I am proud to call myself a Republican, and actually because of one Donald J. Trump, and I have never felt that the Republican movement has ever fully represented me until now, not just as a person, as an American, as a gay person, as a Christian, as any of those things, but I actually feel for the first time I can actually, you know, fully call myself a Republican.
So you think, right, and not that we cater to any group in particular, but you really feel that from whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, the one that would more uphold your rights, stand up for your rights, is Donald J. Trump, right?
One of the things I've had to do is actually look at the platforms of both candidates, and I'm not just talking about the shoes, you know. But interestingly enough, there are more inclusions for the LGBT community in Donald Trump's platforms than Hillary Clinton as a whole. I mean, let's not forget, this is the woman who laughed when Donald Trump said about her supporters, her funders throwing gay people off buildings. She thought that was funny. So as a gay American, I'm not sitting here with my wrist limp, but as a gay American, I fully endorse Donald Trump, and I feel that as a gay American, my rights will be supported far more under his administration than they ever could with Hillary, because she'll just say whatever she needs to say to get elected, and I don't think that that's good enough anymore.
You know what, Xander? I am not Donald Trump, but I am probably in a lot of ways as outspoken as Donald Trump, and I don't let the crowd I'm speaking to or wherever I'm sitting. And what's really funny is, you know, wherever I'm sitting, whether it's on a board or a committee or what have you, and I'm on a school board, and it makes them crazy. Because on the show, you've heard me, you know how I've spoken about things and talked about things, and you've actually gone into some chat rooms to kind of, I'll say, defend me, and when, you know, Joe, you're on your own. These people are nuts. Right? I mean, it's happened a couple of times. And that's the thing that amazes me. It's like, wouldn't you rather have somebody who is out there? I'm willing to defend anybody's rights, but you're going to have to hear what I have to say. You're going to have to hear that, you know, as a Christian, there's certain things I won't get behind, I won't support, or what have you. But from a legal standpoint, I'm going to uphold the law. And to get on my case, I said, you understand that you have a whole bunch of other people to elect in office that won't say this to you. I'd rather have somebody telling me what they're going to do, how they feel, and what they believe, than somebody who's doing it behind my back, like Hillary.
But I definitely think it's about perspective, because some people have a perspective given to them and they're quite happy to just accept that. But some of us aren't. And sadly, a lot of people in the community are happy to be told what they should be doing and what people think about them. And if somebody thinks X, then they're Y. And if somebody thinks Y, then they're Z. Yeah. And that's actually not the case. And I often joke about being deprogrammed, but I kind of feel like I have been, because for many years of my life, I was involved in what I would term as, you know, LGBT activism and the furthering of same-sex marriage. And now I just feel like I've been used in that process, because for me, when they had the opportunity to make the civil partnership laws equal to marriage, and they didn't do it, there was clearly an agenda there.
Right.
And it all starts to crumble. If it's about the rights, then give the rights and call it whatever you like. But end, it just became very clear for me.
Now, you know, let's go over to voter fraud for a second. And we've done many, 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 many shows here on voter fraud. I mean, we actually, I played a bunch of clips one night of a guy in Florida that actually admitted to, showed how, talked about how he programmed the machines to get the outcome that they wanted. So even if you press the right button, even if everything looked right to you on the screen, when you press send or save or whatever you had to send, it would actually record a whole different vote. So anybody they wanted to win came out on top, and they won. We've done plenty of shows like that. Now, people have forgotten. Remember that for all intents and purposes, George W. Bush won by 500 votes, for all intents and purposes. Here's a woman that got arrested. She's a non-American citizen because somebody's got doesn't have a thick enough spine to say an illegal alien, okay? She voted five times. So she voted five times. She's from Texas. Now, she said that, and not, you know, over the course of 10 years, if convicted, she might get 20. So over a course of 10 years, she voted many times. She had no right to vote. Apparently, nobody checked her when she went in there. And if you think about this, they found over 200 illegal immigrants in Virginia alone, in eight Virginia districts voting. So 200 people. If you could have swayed the vote for the president of these United States in Florida with 500 votes, 200 votes in Virginia must have moved the needle tremendously. I mean, why are the Dems so afraid? Well, they're not afraid. They know they won't win. But that's beside the point. I'll let you answer the question.
well, the thing is that I find that most Dems will not admit the kind of voter fraud exists.
Right.
It doesn't exist. But you know, I can't go and get a prescription in New York City without showing ID. So why should I be able to vote without an ID? I can't rent a car without I can't hire a car without showing ID. Why shouldn't you? With one of the highest privileges in the land, being able to vote for who runs our country, why shouldn't you have to show identification? And all this about, the Hispanic community don't know how to do that. That's rude. That's racist. I think most Hispanic people probably know more than anybody how to get ID. And if the problem is about how much it's going to cost, I mean, I don't know. We looked at this recently, and we found in most towns you could probably get most cities you could get ID for $10. So most people can afford $10. If you want to vote that badly, then $10 is a small price to pay.
Well, it's funny, because here in Los Angeles, you had Michael, Supervisor Mike Antonovich is prominent. I mean, everybody in the county knows who he is, knows what he looks like. Very tall man walks into a room. You know who this man is when he comes in. They also have these things called, I guess what they call, matriarchal cards, where you can get them at the Mexican consulate if you're a Mexican citizen, and they're for ID, let them know who you were, because you were born or raised in Mexico and came here. They're using these cards as ID at the bank. They're using these cards to get ID at the DMV, because they want you to have a Department of Motor Vehicles card or ID as opposed to that. So they could take this one card. Well, what happened was somebody went down there, an illegal went down there, and used Mike Antonovich's name to get one of those cards. They were able to come back here, open up a bank account, and do all kinds of business under his name. So don't tell me
that it's
we don't have this illegal voting going on. We have 60,000 people that are registered to vote in Los Angeles County alone that shouldn't be registered to vote. They're either voting somewhere else. They're already 12 feet under. There's no reason for this.
Yeah, so many dead people voted in the last election. It's kind of concerning. See, they don't do anything about it. It means it can still go on, simply. You know, I don't see that it's such a big deal. Make everybody prove who they are before they can vote, and if not, you can vote.
Yeah,
sorry.
I so much agree with you. Okay, we're up against it again. One last time, say it slow for my daddy, since we talk too fast. Tell people where they can find your show and maybe get more information on Xander Gibb.
Well, you can go to XanderGibb.com, Mr. Messina, or you can watch me on Facebook Live, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, my dad won't listen to you because I can't get him to understand you were no relation to the Gibb brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Did you know that?
No.
I'm an honorary BG.
All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. right? MSNBC, yeah, they're turning a little bit. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.